AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal authorities say they've stopped what could have been a violent attack on churches in Idaho. An 18-year-old named Alexander Mercurio under arrest. The FBI says he planned to use explosives, machetes, and firearms to carry out the attack, which is said to have been inspired by last month's ISIS targeting of a concert hall in Russia.
It's fairly common for copycat crime to occur, where would-be suspects see an attack, note that it's successful, and then they start thinking that they can pull off something maybe just as successful.
Former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett, now an ABC News contributor. A judge in New York denying Donald Trump's last-minute attempt at getting his hush money case thrown out or moved out of Manhattan. Hamas said to be considering the latest ceasefire on the table at a peace talk in Cairo, Egypt. And UConn with a big win over Purdue last night to take its second NCAA men's basketball title in a row. This is ABC News. A woman in Arizona pleading guilty after prosecutors say she tried to poison her husband by putting bleach in his coffee. Melody Johnson was caught on a hidden camera. She will be sentenced next month. Prosecutors are asking for 2 years behind bars. New allegations against a railroad owned in part by one of the richest people on the planet.
BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, is accused of allegedly exposing thousands of people to toxic asbestos dust. The railroad hauled vermiculite from a nearby mine through Libby, Montana, over decades. How much BNSF knew about the health hazard is at the heart of the wrongful death lawsuit trial that started Monday. Attorneys for the railroad say it was told repeatedly that the product was safe. Libby was one of the deadliest EPA Superfund sites, now cleaned up. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And lottery officials in Oregon say the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot has now come forward, but so far, no name has been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a four-game losing streak at home when they host the number one seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist, so yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but It is what it is.
The Celtics have won 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups, got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy early on, becoming partly cloudy today. Our high right around 60. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon, 68 by Thursday. Scattered showers with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jason Mansmith, Matt Miller, and Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from the fantastic, incredible number one city in the country, Madison. Yeah. Well, it is in my mind anyway. How about yours, Gordy?
It's wonderful. Yes.
A great city.
I love Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Used to be called the All-American City.
Yeah.
I think, you know, in the 70s. 80s.
That's what I'm
award.
Thinking, too. Yeah.
Still, fantastic city.
I was driving into work this morning.
Yeah.
And a Beach Boys song came on the radio. Farmer's Daughter. I don't know if you're familiar with it at all.
Okay.
Lead sing, Brian.
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson singing that high falsetto voice that he does so well, right?
Yeah.
And I hit those notes this morning.
On your way in?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I mean, I've never been able to do that. And this morning I did it, and it just freaked me out.
Let's listen.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Do you think you can do it again, John?
Come on, give it a shot.
Almost.
Come on, try again.
They're pretty nice. Close, huh?
There's dogs all over Dane County going, what was that? What was that?
Just aftermath of the eclipse.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a great song. I just love that thing. And I couldn't believe it. I was just doing it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Oh, hey, thanks for pulling up that song.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice morning out there. Man, it's beautiful. It's 49 degrees already.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's super hot in the studio.
It is. I thought it was just me, you know, going through male menopause over here. It's just,
you know,
yeah.
We're supposed to be going through that, right?
Man, I'm sweating already.
Sharing menopause with our wives.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to get into the upper 50s today. So there you go.
Yeah, that's going to be nice and warm.
I think it's going to be warmer than that. Why would the heat be on this time of year in the studio? It's just nuts. Why would it be even on at all?
Well, it is like 45 degrees outside.
Well, outside, yeah, but in the building.
Well, yeah, but if it's that cold outside, eventually it's going to be that cold inside if you don't turn the heat on.
Sam, I put this responsibility on you to maintain a cool, crisp temperature in the on-air studio.
You're
in charge of the studio equipment here. That falls under your umbrella.
I need to be knowing each and every aspect of the HVAC system here.
Yes. Yeah, the HVAC system.
Well, yeah, like where's the thermostat? I don't know. It's probably locked up somewhere.
Now, every other station I've worked at, first thing in the morning, we scrape off the
interior ice off the windows.
Right. Yeah, usually freezing cold.
So this is different.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, I got a big apology to so many of our listeners from yesterday morning. You know, I begged, I pleaded, I cried.
Yeah.
To have people give us some kind of text or a phone call or something like that.
And right.
I put the plea out and never checked to see if anybody responded. we had a few responses, and I really apologize to every one of you, okay? Every one of you, especially the one that ended in 2227. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. They wrote, only 40% of electricity in Europe is generated with fossil fuels. That was that was one of the responses. And then they added, 20% of new car sales globally were EV in 2023. And we were talking about EV sales being very slow in this country and Hertz getting rid of their EVs. But it's all because we don't have the charging stations.
Right.
Essentially, that's it. But anyway, we got a response. I asked, did not look, did not read those. I apologize again. I am so, so sorry. Okay.
Just let it go, okay? It's really not that big of a deal. People could call up again today. And, you know, again, you could
ignore them.
Shun their responses. 608-879-8255 is our text number and our phone number. And if you want to use it, you can do that.
And then Catherine said, are you planning on talking about Joe Biden and the student relief program?
Yeah.
Well, you know, no, we didn't. So,
you know, the thing
is it's a relief program that's, you know, specially designed for certain people with debt relief.
Right.
Okay. And we didn't get into the details of it, and he hadn't announced it yet.
Well, it all
we kind of knew some of the general details.
It got overshadowed by the eclipse. I mean, here's the president in town, where everybody's running around trying to find glasses for the eclipse.
Exactly.
You know, it really was, you know, kind of, he was overshadowed by the whole eclipse.
I have to admit.
I see what you did there, Gordy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried a couple of times there to go there, but thank you for paying attention. Yeah. So, I mean... He announces this big plan, but that got, you know, last on the list of news stories.
Anybody cared? Yeah. And no one even covered his coverage here.
Well, it's no, we covered it. Civic Media was there, but
basically,
I mean, but yeah, there was $20,000 in student debt relief, I think, per. But yes, it's very specific.
It is. It is, and each one has been very specific.
Yeah,
and I was actually kind of preoccupied with the idea that. Who came up with the idea of having the speech during the eclipse?
You know. Well, that's what I wondered too. Who was the White House aide that said, you'll fly in about noon, go over the to the place, and you'll deliver the speech. Yeah, exactly at the same time as the eclipse is happening. I don't think they even thought about
what
that.
Genius came up with that idea. That was just really, really dumb.
Probably getting called on the carpet today. Yeah. On that. Yeah.
Well, you know, we got eclipse fever here in the studio instantly when we realized that maybe this is a big deal. Maybe this is important.
Yeah, you went out and got some glasses, right?
I did. I stood in a line, a long, long line waiting for my glasses. Yeah, it was out on Park Street near Madison College.
Oh, okay.
Near the Beltline.
Yeah.
And they had an event for the kids and everything, but there was a long line of grown-ups.
You took the family there?
All over. No, I went myself.
You?
Yeah, well, they're just one, you know, my younger Gen Zer was uninterested in the whole thing, as he always is, even on our vacations, uninterested. And, and my older one wanted to see what the glasses were like, but, you know, was skeptical, always skeptical. And I thought, well, screw this. I'm going to get the glasses. Right. So I went down there and I waited in line, and I got one pair. They wouldn't give any more away. So we kind of, you know, switched off. The interesting thing was, and I didn't know this was going to happen, but during the eclipse, when the sunlight shone through leaves of trees and stuff, the image on the ground had the eclipse in it. Did you see those?
Well, you sent a picture. I kind of looked at it and thought, eh. I guess you had to be there. I don't know.
It was very cool. There were very, very good videos of that phenomenon by other people as well. But it was really cool.
I don't know. I was up in Baraboo right around eclipse time. It was kind of cloudy. And so I went out and nothing really happened, and it was cloudy, and it was still cloudy during the eclipse, and kind of shaded, you know, it got a little bit darker, but it wasn't a big deal. And back to the CNN coverage.
It's too bad no one had a lemonade stand outside your place, you know, making it more interesting. Right, at least I can get a lemonade out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unimpressive. I'm sorry.
You know, what really impressed me is Anne decided to get out a colander, you know, where you drain noodles.
Oh, sure.
All the little holes in it.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
I saw that on.
That was an amazing thing.
I saw somebody do that on the TV. On the TV.
Explain, John. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the little holes in the colander drain
what
water.
About them?
So you hold it in front of.
It's like having a little peephole in a box.
Okay.
Where you can watch the eclipse.
But it's got tons of holes in it.
Yes, and you get to see a lot of them.
A lot of eclipses. A lot of eclipses on.
Yeah,
a lot of eclipses on the ground.
I mean,
it's just a massive amount of eclipses.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know. We had like 50 eclipses yesterday.
They had a story, I think, on CNN or NBC. All the animals in all the different zoos, and they were tracking. You know, they all got scared and panicked.
Did they really?
But most of them did. Some of them had no reaction at all.
Yeah.
It's just like it got dark for a few minutes, and then everything was fine.
Wow, I did not see that. Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
How would they know? Why would they care?
Well, it was just the darkness that comes suddenly. And then, you know, they're like, oh, is it time to go to bed? And they all would start gathering. There were some animals that just kind of stayed together. They all kind of huddled together. Like, we don't know what's going on. Let's just stay together and see what happens.
Huh.
But others didn't.
It's like they're aware that there is no light switch outside.
Mm. Yeah.
So when something like that happens, they wouldn't know that.
Right.
It seems crazy. It's like walking under a tree. Oh, where did the lights go? Oh, let's huddle together.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, I hate this. There's a sloth.
A sloth?
As a screensaver on my monitor.
A sloth.
I hate it when they put these little animals.
Why?
As a screensaver.
You realize that you can change it, right, John?
Yeah.
I don't know how to change this thing. You know, you restart the computer and have a different picture come up.
Really?
I like landscapes. I do not like these sloths.
Okay. What you got against sloths?
Yeah.
They're small and cute. And
they are
kind
of cute.
They're very slow.
17 past the hour. We didn't even get to the National Day calendar
yet.
And, you know, I guess we could fire it up and get it started. But no.
Well,
maybe. All right.
I guess, is there something you want to get to? Like,
there are all
like
kinds
one
of
day that
national
could,
day. But I know Sam has special music all lined up and ready to go, but I don't know. Right?
No.
Well, yeah.
Okay, what kind of day? We can. You know what?
We've got 1 minute, Gordy.
All right, we'll see what kind of day this is. All right. Is it or is it not Unicorn Day? Former POW Recognition Day? Is it Library Workers Day? Is it Hug a Social Worker Day? Is it Chinese Almond Cookie Day? Winston Churchill Day, Name Yourself Day, or Cherish an Antique Day? Which of those does not belong? John, do you want the list again?
Library Workers Day.
You are wrong. It is Library Workers Day. Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Sam?
I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to backtime music.
Okay. Hey, that's a good excuse. What are we playing here? CCR?
Bad Moon Rising, because you're talking about the eclipse.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
We didn't
play. We'll come back with the answer to today's quiz in just a moment. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
I can't wait.
I know, me either.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. 1580 on your AM radio dial. It's the John and Gordy Show for the post-apocalyptic day after the eclipse day.
It was here. Great stuff, you know.
The world didn't end, you know, all these crazy conspiracies. Everything's going to, you know.
Did you check out Twitter X yesterday?
No.
It was fun stuff. I mean, yeah. Trump had something put together.
Did he?
Where everybody's watching the eclipse.
Yeah.
And they have their glasses on, and they're looking up, and then they see the eclipse begin, and there it is, Dark Brandon.
Dark with, Brandon? With really?
With the red glowing eyes, right?
That's funny.
And then of course, you know, Trump had his head, and this is the one he released, where the silhouette of his head was the moon.
I did see that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
We'll have to talk probably in a couple of days. We'll have Kirk Bankstad here on the show as a guest. He's the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, and one of the beers that they brew is called Dark Brandon.
There you go.
We'll have to talk to him about that.
All right. When's he coming?
In a couple of days. We're nailing it down.
All right. Okay. So back to the National Day calendar, because I know you're all on the edge of the chairs here. Unicorn Day. Is that a day or not a day?
It's a day. Okay.
Former POW Recognition Day.
Okay, you wouldn't make that up.
Library Workers Day.
Yep, that was my guess, and I was wrong, so it is a day.
It is a day.
All right, let's continue.
Chinese Almond Cookie Day. It's a day. Winston Churchill Day.
No, that's it. It's not Winston Churchill Day.
It is Winston Churchill Day. Name Yourself Day.
That's it.
Nope. That is a day, and it's today.
I give up.
Cherish an Antique Day.
No, I'm not.
It is a day.
I'm not even playing this game.
Hug a Social Worker Day. That is not a day.
Oh, okay.
That's the day that's not the day today. Okay? All right.
How can you have so much fun?
Do you want to know anything about
making fun of social workers by, you know, making a day that doesn't exist? So we're not supposed to hug a social worker?
Maybe it does exist, but not today. Or if it doesn't exist, then we're going to make it
a day. We'll make it a day. We'll send it into the National Day calendar. Today's National Unicorn Day.
It's a thoughtful day, though.
Unicorn Day on the April 9th of each year celebrates the mythical horse-like creature with a single pointed horn growing from the center of its forehead. Unicorns have been popular mythical creatures since ancient Greek times.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend was a unicorn. The others smiled at me and called me crazy.
Who is that?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
God. Unicorns, let's see.
They were so insipid sometimes.
Yes, they really were. It was sickening. While they were once unicorns were once considered to be fierce, powerful animals, now they are a symbol of love and purity and enchantment and magic.
Little girls love them.
They do.
Yeah.
They also appear in many movies and cartoons as we know, and both adults and children find them fascinating. Okay. Library Workers Day. Let's go with that one. Let's see what that's about, all right?
All right.
We got time.
Library Workers Day.
Do you go to the library
anymore?
It got
easier for librarians, didn't it? Because of the technology, the upgrade in technology.
They have a beautiful new library in Baraboo, which is just fantastic. I mean, they really did it right.
I think they do it right to almost all the libraries.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. Each year in April, National Library Workers Day recognizes the valuable contributions that library staff make every day to their communities through their hard work and dedication.
Now, if we could just ban most of their books.
Libraries do so much more than house the books we borrow nearly any time of the day or night. Yes, any time, day or night. Online reservation is highly popular now.
Wow,
libraries.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, as always, library workers are masters of research. They do help you out. You know, if you're doing a research project, they can help you out. They find the obscure quotes for you to help you do your research papers. So let's salute the library workers of America. Okay? All right. Well, how about Name Yourself Day? That's kind of
weird. Is that? That sounded like a fake one.
It did, didn't it? Okay. Let's find out about Name Yourself. Oh, here we go. The name game. Yeah.
You know, sad thing about this is that...
Yeah. There's some names you don't want to do.
She was stuck in this...
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, endless... Well, what? I don't know what I was
Shirley
going to say. She couldn't stop doing these game songs, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she tried to have a follow-up to this, a couple of follow-ups that just didn't go.
And just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Could she sing? We didn't even know if she could sing.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked once. If it worked once, you got to try it again, right?
I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a different name? Here's the National Name Yourself Day. This would be the day to find out whether you like your name or not. This day is about having fun with a different name. So actors get to try on new names all the time.
Yes, yes.
While they're at it, you can pretend to be another name. What other name would you have, Sam? If you didn't like Sam, what would you name yourself?
I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about it.
Okay, this is the day to think about it.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it.
Whatever name, if I was like trying to disguise myself or take on a secret identity so people like wouldn't know it was me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, think about it.
I took a couple of strange, odd names in the past.
What, fake names?
You know, when you're in a band, you know, you always think of odd names.
Yeah.
Johnny Grenade.
How did you know Johnny Grenade?
You told me about it once, I think.
Johnny Grenade?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never heard what.
Johnny Grenade.
Where did that come from?
Well, I was from the first station I worked for here, Q106. Mm. We had a weekend where we were just supposed to create a different persona.
No kidding.
And they said, come up with a name and do your show in that persona and take it where you want to go with it. And I picked Johnny Grenade. I couldn't think of a name, really. Mm. And Johnny Grenade is like the last thing I could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was talking to, we took a lot of calls from a lot of teenagers. and they would call up, Johnny Grenade, oh, Johnny. You know, and I'd say, well, you want to pull my pin?
Oh!
And then they say, yes. And then pull. And then... The Did explosion.
Have,
I had,
you
an,
had
explosion.
An explosion sound effect.
Yep, I had an explosion sound effect.
That's actually a pretty good gimmick. Johnny Grenade.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Right. Okay, that's it for the name. Oh, how about the history book, Sam? Anything you want to throw in here at this point in time?
We got a couple things we can run through. Real
okay,
quick. We got 1 minute.
All right,
you're
on.
The land that, or the name Mississippi, or not Mississippi, Louisiana, excuse me, in the Mississippi River Basin, was first named Louisiana today in 1682 by a French explorer.
Wow. Pretty cool.
What was the French explorer's name?
I can't pronounce it the French way, but René Robert Cavalier
is how
I would say it with an English accent. We got to get Julian on it.
All right. I'll work on that.
1865, the Civil War officially came to an end. Mm-hmm. General Lee signed his surrender treaty. And then a year later, I just had to throw this in. Ulysses Grant, he got pulled over for speeding in his horse and buggy.
Wow.
And
they actually left. Speed limits back then.
He outran the cop.
He did.
And he turned himself in later. Then he was arrested.
Wow.
What a weird story.
It's like chopping the old cherry tree and
admitting
you did
that. We'll get back to a little
bit
more of this. We got to take a break.
Oh,
here.
Coming up, Mean Farmer.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Available moisture across the state of Wisconsin, still the number one conversation starter when it comes to spring planting. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Right now, a lot of our university extension staff are fielding questions from farmers, specifically about how they should prepare for spring planting, given the fact that we came out of a drought last year, didn't see a lot of moisture this year. Dr. Rodrigo Worley, University Extension Weed Specialist, says one of the big topics you need to focus on, herbicide carryover from last year.
So the main one that I have received so far is the carryover situation. So herbicides that were applied last year to our crops, are they going to carry over into this year's? I think, you know, the locations that have received enough precipitation here more recently, I think that's really going to help reduce the likelihood of carryover. I think overall we're in a good situation as far as, you know, reduced possibility of carryover. So that is the first thing.
Dr. Rodrigo Worley, University Extension Weed Specialist, says that any moisture we pick up in Wisconsin is both a benefit as well as a challenge. While it may help us getting seeds started in spring planting, it also helps weeds. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we started Tuesday morning. A little bit mixed in Chicago right now. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education. That's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yeah, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam in the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained another 3¾ cents to 156¾. 40-pound block cheese up 3½ on Monday at 155, and double A butter 3 cents stronger at 297 a pound. The Class 3 milk for May is up 8 at 1683. June closed 35 cents higher, 1739 a hundredweight. December corn right now is down a penny at 472. November beans are up a penny at 1185, while July new crop wheat down 6 right now, 574 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Mostly cloudy early on, becoming partly cloudy today. Our high right around 60. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, some in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon, 68 by Thursday. Scattered showers with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Green Bay Packers lead the way. A victory is our cry. We have the will to win. We have the finest men who take the charge to do or die. Green Bay Packers lead the way. All Packers, Packers give a cheer. Fight, fight. Colors green and gold. We'll stand up bright and bold. For Titletown, USA.
I can't imagine that being adopted by the Green Bay Packers as their theme.
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Gordy.
Thanks,
today,
Sam.
Today is the birthday of Curly Lambeau, one of the founders of the Green Bay Packers.
Curly!
Fantastic.
Yeah. Born today in 1898.
He was one of the
oh, that's the other Curly.
Stooges.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if Curly Lambeau was a big, heavyset guy with a bald head.
I wonder.
He was before Shemp.
Before that's right. Yeah.
And after was the other Curly.
Yeah, Curly Joe. That guy never
right.
made it.
Oh, right. Oh, no. Curly Joe was far after that. Yeah. And boy, was he bad.
Shemp was actually hilarious.
I know. Shemp was great, wasn't it?
I thought Shemp was hilarious. Yeah. All right. Now, we were talking about who's this guy?
Curly Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau.
Guy who Lambeau Field is named
yes,
after?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, that guy.
Today was his birthday or
yes,
something?
Yes, his birthday today. Born today in 1898.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And also we were talking about Robert Cavalier, who claimed the Mississippi River Basin for France, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Naming it Louisiana. Yeah, we didn't know how to pronounce him, but here we go.
Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce the name René, but in French, how do we say it in France? Oh. We say René, René, René.
It's like a
French
V sound.
I thought he was going to do the whole
Did
name.
Did you get it? Let me know in the comments. There are more videos on how to pronounce
He's making these shorter and shorter so he can do more. Yeah.
What is up, guys? Bonjour. This is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube.
Okay.
Which one's that one?
Pierre.
The common first name in France, a very common French first name. This is actually my middle name. We are looking at how to pronounce with a typical French pronunciation. Pierre also means stone in French.
Stone?
As it happens, Pierre. It'd be fine in English or American to
is
say,
an
say
L
Pierre.
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 In French, Pierre.
Pierre is like a quintessential French name.
Yes.
But, you know, it's said the American way.
Enough.
It's not said like a French person would say it.
Okay.
Pierre. Yeah, it's all guttural stuff.
They like to throw in a lot of extra stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We have the Mean Farmer.
We do have the Mean Farmer.
Oh, boy.
Why don't we get to that? Because I'm sure that it's a really important episode today.
Okay.
What is that episode?
It's called Farmers with an Attitude.
Oh, yes.
This will be good.
Yes, you know. Let's check it out.
Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, Farmers with an Attitude. Yep. Put on a rap concert at the American Legion last weekend. Well, you see, Augie Tingler and his Polka Commandos were booked to play with special guest Go-Go Gary Guzmucker and his glow-in-the-dark Cabbage Roll Orchestra. Golly, the polka business sure has changed here in the 90s, hasn't it? Must be the influence of MTV. Anyway, the Legion commander Carl Three Fingers Karp, Carl lost two fingers to a hay baler. You should have seen his face. Oh, hell, you should have seen the cow's face when 2 months later she was going to eat lunch and, well, you know what happened. Hey, anyway, Three Fingers called me, said, Mean? And I said, yep. Because, see, that's me. Me. Mean, you seen a couple of tour buses full of polka musicians that should be coming down L18 past your place? I turned away from the flaming wreckage. I was on the cellular phone at the time. I turned away from the wreckage, tripped over a sousaphone, and replied, "Nope, ain't seen a thing." "But I'll be right there. The show must go on." Well, by the time I got to the American Legion Hall, the crowd was restless. I mean, it was late, 8:30 or so. People were throwing kolaches and talking about quitting coffee and moving on to the stronger stuff. That instant cafe amaretto junk you get in the little tin box. Ooh, that's good though, ain't it? I jumped on stage with my Air McCoys on and launched into, "I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me." "Must be the power structure's fault." Oh, they went wild. Crowd filled the air. Woo! Hey, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, my first groupie. Yeah, and her grandkids. Yeah, they came over.
It's the Mean Farmer.
I got an attitude.
Oh, yeah. He's got an attitude, all right.
Yeah.
The Mean Farmer. Yeah.
Yeah, polka music has changed a little bit.
Well, it's kind of
the polka
evolved.
Business in the 90s ain't doing so hot.
Not wasn't doing real well. So they've changed it.
I like polka music.
Yeah. Weird Al kind of tips his hat to polka music every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ann's dad played in a polka band.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. What instrument did he play?
He played tuba. He's the guy who took his tuba everywhere he went. They actually took a vacation to Germany. He took his tuba on the vacation.
The plane?
Yes.
Oh,
and then he took it with him as they went, you know, from pub to pub.
What a fun guy.
And joined in. Yeah, he played. It was fantastic. I'm sure it was crazy. I think he took it down for the 2011 protests around the Capitol as well. They played polkas outside the Capitol for protest.
We celebrating something polka-wise around here?
Coming up, we will be. I believe the 21st of April is the 30th anniversary of the polka being declared the state dance.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. We should have a
polka palooza.
We should have a polka party here on the
polka
John and Gordy Show.
What a wonderful
polka
idea.
Palooza. Palooza.
That would be great. We've got they named a DJ. A DJ plays polka.
Yeah.
Music.
Right.
What is her name?
I don't know, but
I need to reread the email.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
We got to get a polka band in here live that day. Let's see if we can find a local.
Where's Catherine? She should be. She constantly harasses us during the program.
What, really? That's her
Is that this morning?
What is that about the polka band? What would be wrong with having a polka band?
That's 1 minute ago.
For a day. Okay.
Really?
Hey, let's go to the John and Gordy hotline. Joe is standing by with a question or a comment. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, guys. I think a polka band day would be absolutely delightful. You could have
few
breaks. And I think, anybody that comes up with the idea of taking your tuba on vacation, I'd love to see that on carry-on, is just a brilliant person.
Oh, I know.
Should be celebrated.
Right.
And I was calling actually to sort of take on the you had mentioned that there's National Take on a New Name Day, and I was kind of interested in that, and I would love to do it for a day. And the name I would love to take on for a day is Stella, you know, set in the way that Tennessee Williams.
Stella! Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it just so reminded me of your coffee guy, who I do love very much, the man who's interested in finding out whether any...
Who wants coffee?
Yeah. Here he comes again.
Who wants coffee?
We kind of kicked him out for a couple of weeks, but he's back.
You want coffee?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. But the reason why I bring up the coffee guy is that I was unaware, who lived in this area forever and ever, that the home of the coffee break was Stoughton, Wisconsin. Are you aware of that little factoid?
What?
Which I think, yeah. Yes, the home of the coffee break was Stoughton, Wisconsin. Apparently back in the 1800s, the gals were asked to work in a tobacco barn to help out while the men were working in, I don't know, another industry, I've forgotten which. Mm-hmm. And they said they'd do it if they had time for a break to check on their kids And then they would always partake of the coffee that was brewing in the back of the stove in this place, the tobacco barn where they were working. Hence comes the coffee break. And Stoughton claims that they are the place that came up with the coffee break. Not the first one to have it in a place of business. That's in New York. But once you start looking at this, I mean, the coffee break was actually written into contracts in countries all over the world. You know, they call it elevenses in England. They call it smoko, I guess, in Finland. So I bring this up.
Wow.
They apparently have a festival in August. So I would just heartily throw that into the mix that perhaps you need to look at that festival in August and find out why Stoughton does not claim this as being a pillar of Western civilization. You know, where
they
are
really,
we without our coffee?
They really should. Right. And they have one of the great diners down there, the Coffee Cup.
Oh, right.
I used to go there.
Yes.
I lived there for 2 months, and we walked up and down Main Street. It was just fantastic. What a great little town. Mm-hmm. And the Coffee Cup was just fantastic. You know, we used to have like a fish dinner for like $5, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just like incredible walleye, I believe it was. You couldn't get it anywhere like that. It was just great.
But,
and they had great coffee.
Topped it off with coffee.
Yes.
Topped it off with coffee, right?
Yep.
There was coffee with
somehow.
Oh, no.
Well, it's called a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I think that a coffee show would be a lot of fun. And they also mentioned that there were several times in the March of Civilization where people have attempted to ban coffee in the Ottoman Empire. Apparently, the Catholics wanted to ban it, and I guess the Swedes were upset because people were starting. They wanted them to drink more coffee, and one of the kings actually did an experiment to find out, you know, whether with identical twins to find out what the effect was on coffee. So one drank coffee and one drank tea. And this was his early science experiment on the effects of coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is the beverage that gets us going,
it
as
is.
The coffee man certainly indicates.
Yeah.
And I think that, man, in August, maybe do your show from Stoughton. I don't know.
It
struck me as the coffee break is so central to who we are. It's just considered part of what our day is about.
That's a great idea.
Joe, thank you for that. Yeah, that is a terrific idea.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe at the coffee cup.
All right. Yep. Have a good day.
Thank you for your call, Joe. Yeah. Yes. Well, here's to coffee and Stoughton being the original coffee break town.
Right. It's the only addiction that we promote here on the show.
Well,
besides the Johnny Gordy Show addiction.
That's right.
Got to have it, you know.
Yep. Yeah. How do you take your coffee?
It's always black.
Yeah. I have a little bit of half and half in mine.
Fresh coffee.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee.
What?
Why not?
The sugar level, the caffeine level, all conspires to make things a little squirrely.
I don't think there can ever be enough, too much caffeine.
Caffeine is just a sort of a general phenomenon that should be, you know, spread and promulgated as many directions as possible.
You'd never guess.
What?
There was a fish.
No.
In the percolator.
Oh, no.
Not again. Is that where we're storing fish now? The percolator.
Makes it extra tasty.
Maybe it's some like extra special secret, like mushroom coffee, but it's fish coffee instead.
That's it.
We never did track down mushroom coffee.
We got to buy some mushrooms from like a grocery store, throw them in a dehydrator, grind them up, and then just brew them and see what happens.
See what happens.
Look, I've got nothing against chocolate. I love chocolate. But,
me too.
You know, the ads are on trying to replace coffee with a chocolate brew of some sort.
No, that's not.
It's just
happen.
Not happening.
No.
Okay.
Like what?
Never.
A mocha or?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. It just irritates
hot
me.
Hot chocolate.
I walk away. I never watch the commercial. Yeah. They're trying to replace coffee.
Yeah, that's never.
It's just not going to happen. It isn't going to happen. And I know they made it very convenient to make these chocolatey drinks. But it's not happening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. And we've got these nice little brew machines now, you know, the pods. Not the K-Cup. Not the K-Cup.
No.
Nope.
You're not a fan of the K-Cup.
No.
Okay.
It's not good.
You just don't like it.
It's just not, it's not
really
quality coffee. It's not brewed well.
I just don't like them because they're wasteful, but.
Yeah.
I'll drink any kind of coffee, pretty much.
Right. I'm with you on that, Sam.
You can get a refillable now. Most of them have refillable little cups that you can put your own stuff in.
Okay.
But you really got to jam it in there and pack it in, or else it just doesn't work
see.
The right way. And then if it's too packed, then the coffee doesn't run through it. It's tough stuff, man. It's a tough life.
Well, John okay. the coffee snob.
All right.
A lot of little traps along the way when you're trying to do this stuff on your own.
It's 6:49. Coming up, the media has got to stop blaming Biden for everything,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Bachelor number one, what is your name?
Alphonse.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. It's a time where we all wanted to forget. The dating game was something so egregious.
But Jim Lang.
Look, I know they had comedians on there. They had some of the great
Steve Martin was on there.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman,
that was interesting.
The dating game.
But really, seriously, it was just the worst questions ever.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible show. But so bad
I'm
that
so
it was
traumatized by it.
Good sometimes. I mean, it was just weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know, I did a search for something, I don't know what it was, and the Newlywed Game came up in my search, and I'm watching these old clips of the Newlywed Game. Yeah, Bob Eubanks and his generic way of announcing things. And it was just, it was fun hearing the answers. They had some of the best answers ever.
Right.
By the couples who thought they knew each other.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. All right. Let's get to, our grocery bills, all right? Because you know who's on top of this? Trump, of all people. He is concerned about our grocery bills.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's claiming that grocery bills are now five times more expensive than they were 3 years ago. Can you believe that?
No.
That is just unbelievable.
It's outrageous.
Here he is. This is cut 14. Let's listen
to inflation under control. Inflation's up. Probably real numbers, 50% in the last few years, and people are being destroyed just going to the grocery store.
Destroyed. We're destroyed.
They go out for groceries. They can't believe it. They're paying four and five times more than they did 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, man. You know, you think we'd notice, right?
Right.
Because if you
50% is not four or five times as much.
Good.
That's
good
the first inconsistency. Yeah. The next one is if you pay about $100 for your grocery bill, right?
Okay.
Well, you'd think you'd notice you were paying $500. Right?
Right, yeah.
And then you know that maybe you're shopping at the wrong place.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe they're ripping you off. It is truly an amazing thing to claim. Now, is it true or not?
Is it?
The Post did a little research on this. They'd say, I'd be willing to bet you didn't know the FTC just released a report about why grocery prices are high. And that's 100% due to corporate greed.
Federal Trade Commission is on it. Yeah. Okay.
I'd bet they don't think it's front page news because it goes against their Biden is to blame for higher prices narrative.
Hmm.
Return MAGAs to power because tax cuts for them is better for their tax bill, despite the cost to the rest of us. And now I just want to play a little bit. We have proof of all of this, okay, greedflation.
Okay.
Here's California Representative Katie Porter driving that point home on her whiteboards. Let's listen to this, cut 38.
According to this chart, what is the biggest driver of inflation during the pandemic? The blue is the dark blue is the recent period.
It would be corporate profits.
And what is that percentage?
It is 54%, and that number does stay that level of high if you update that number to more recent numbers as well.
So over half of the increased prices people are paying are coming from increases in corporate profits.
Yes, the unit price index is reflected in corporate profits as opposed to other costs.
And how does that compare to historically to other periods of inflation or over other periods of economic time?
As reflected there and in other analysis, it is significantly higher in this recovery. 11.5%.
And what is it today?
53%.
So I want to make sure everyone in America understands this chart. What is a unit labor cost?
The cost, wages and an associated work cost.
So we could just wages. What is a non-labor input cost?
A variety of things, including maintenance and in investments.
Okay, so I have to buy the stuff to make the widget. I have to have a factory. I have to keep the lights on. I have to hire someone to make the widget. That's this stuff. And this is what I add on top.
And there it is.
Okay.
Nice chart. Visualizing it. But anyway, yes, it's greedflation. The headline for this FTC report was large grocers took advantage of pandemic supply chain disruptions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the report.
Okay. Yeah, Katie Porter's all over this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad that she lost her bid.
It is.
To become a senator.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's going to be a representative anymore either.
I'm not sure, but I think she still has a big future.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, man.
How did we come up with that at the same time? A big future.
Because it's a cliche.
Okay. It's a little scary at times.
It is. Yeah, we don't want to be alike. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, here we're wearing our black
t-shirts. We're wearing our matching black t-shirts again today. But not that we planned that, because we didn't. But
well,
it's
at least
a
mine
weird.
Says Barbie on it.
Yeah.
Okay. You would never be seen in a Barbie shirt, right?
No, never.
That's
what does that say on?
Diner.
Five Diner?
Five Diner, yeah.
It's a big diner out west.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's big news. This is really big news, and I thought I'd slip this in.
Please.
Everybody should be aware of it.
Okay, what is it?
We were fighting this battle a long time ago, but the FCC now has a liberal majority, and they're going to be voting on April 25th for net neutrality again.
Net neutrality.
They're going to bring it back. We had it for a while. It was repealed. Now, it's back again.
Refresh my memory.
And they're, what? Net neutrality?
Net neutrality. What are we talking about?
Well, okay. Here's the description. Your internet service provider wouldn't be allowed to do things like slow down your speed of internet action, okay, because of the price you pay or the your service provider.
Mm-hmm.
And this would label, by the way, broadband as an essential service like water, power, phone services.
Right.
And it was designating it as a common carrier, which is what Republicans just hate.
Mm.
You know, they just hate it. You know why?
Why?
Because you get to tamper with it. The FCC has authority over these individuals, these common carriers, and they would be able to watchdog them and peruse these ISPs, basically, in case they have too many outages or they throttle the speed of your internet because you didn't pay enough or you're not on a certain tier.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is going to go. It's going to be the most fantastic moment in our time.
We've finally gotten rid of the people who say this.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Yes. It's not a dump truck where you just load stuff on it.
No.
It's a series of tubes. And the FCC stated the pandemic proved once and for all that broadband is essential.
Yes.
We've learned that lesson, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Only one side of the aisle learned that lesson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It It's 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, Scott Walker thinks life should be fair now.
Yes.
Oh, we got that coming up.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, noon to 2 on Tuesday. It'll be our friend Luke Mathers and much more on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI has an 18-year-old from Idaho under arrest on charges he was planning to attack local churches.